If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
The Federal Election Commission fired off a letter to Kanye West's presidential committee questioning a five-figure expenditure. In the letter, dated December 31, 2023, obtained by radaronline.com, the FEC warned the campaign's new treasurer, Hassan A. Sheikh, that failure to address the inquiry could result in an audit or enforcement action. The FEC flagged a $21,525.97 expense for legal fees, treasurer services, and travel expenses which it had labeled as an unauthorized disbursement. Although the commission may take further legal action regarding this apparent improper use of committee funds, any further clarifying information that you can provide will be taken into consideration, the letter stated. Devin White, the committee's treasurer from May to August, acknowledged he submitted the expenditure to pay for his treasurer fees and expense report for a trip to Washington, D.C. to hire election attorney Bruce Fine to sort out the alleged dysfunctional financial records. "It's a non-factor," White told RadarOnline.com. "They have no leg to stand on." As RadarOnline.com previously reported, Fine and White previously accused ex-campaign manager and alt-right provocateur Milo Yiannopoulos of receiving improper payments. After conducting a forensic examination of the finances, the duo fired off a series of legal letters to Kanye's campaign workers and notified the FEC and FBI about alleged unauthorized payments to Yiannopoulos, a UK national. In his initial 2020 run, the musician only received 70,000 votes nationwide after spending $13 million on the campaign. "If they are alleging that the charges were unauthorized because my hiring wasn't authorized, well heck, the person before me wasn't authorized either because Milo was involved," White told RadarOnline.com. "The $21,000 was agreed to for my services as treasurer plus $2,000 in expenses to got to D.C. to meet with the lawyer I had just hired to resolve the case." White and Fine were removed from their posts in August after raising the financial red flag. Kanye's renowned attorney Bruce Marks has vehemently denied the allegations and charged White and Fine are disgruntled former workers.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.